Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well, the Silver Ferns squad for the 2023 Netball World Cup in Cape Town next month has been named with what could be described as a defence-heavy unit for the tournament's debut on the African continent. 16 teams will compete for the ultimate prize in world netball, and our Ferns will be looking to keep hold of the trophy they won back in 2019. And joining us now to talk about that squad and the World Cup is one of the standouts of the ANZ Premiership this year and Silver Ferns defender who will be looking forward to this one especially, Karen Berger. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really cool and excited to see your name in the list going home, basically, for a World Cup which will be special to you.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. You know, we've been prepping for this for quite a while, and January saw was a bit of a taster of what that would be like. So really excited to finally have the name on that list and being able to prepare for that for the next couple of months.
Karen, how is South Africa going to react to this World Cup, their first one of hosting it?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the tournament that we had in January, there's so many eager netball supporters out there. To be able to have a pinnacle event like that in a country that haven't had many tournaments is pretty awesome. And the vibes were really good. You know, even though it was a small crowd, it was extremely loud as well. So I'm sure they'll be prepping for it. And having had that taste in January, I'm pretty sure the tickets will be flying out the door to be able to be there in July.
And particularly special for you too. I mean, obviously born in Cape Town. When you left, I would doubt that you had any thoughts that perhaps you'd be coming back from a World Cup to play in front of friends and family. So really nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, moving to New Zealand, I didn't even consider the fact that I might be able to play in the black dress. So not even talking about the fact that I can play in the black dress in South Africa. So it's pretty surreal, and it's been a long time coming, so it's pretty awesome to be able to say that I'm going to play in my home country, possibly against my home country as well.
Well, injury kept you out of the Commonwealth Games last year. You came back looking better than ever with a strong season for the Tactics. How did you use your time during that injury layoff? What did you find out about yourself as a netballer while you were looking to get back?
Yeah, I think a positive mindset was really important for me to make sure that, you know, I utilize my time to the best of my ability, and that I do work on the little things that I haven't been able to work on over the last few years. And, you know, when things are going well, you don't want to change too much in your routine and the way you do things. So the 6 months that I had off, it allowed me an opportunity to mix things up a little bit and experiment with a few things, and quite a lot of them have pulled off in a positive way to be able to allow me to be a better athlete and be able to be prepared mentally as well. So yeah, it's been a really good, even though you don't want injuries to happen, I think it's been a really good thing for me to be able to refresh my mind and my body to be able to put my best foot forward for World Cup as well.
You've got an amazing combination on court with Jane Watson, which will hopefully, surely come into play for the Ferns in this tournament. How long did it take to develop that relationship?
Yeah, I think my first year playing with Jane, we took about all of pre-season and a little bit of like maybe two or three rounds of in-season as well. I think it's mainly because we predominantly play on feeling as well. So obviously to be able to play on feeling with each other, you need to understand each other in that way as well. So I think, but once it clicked, you know, it just went from there. And even though she had that year off, coming back in, because we had that connection built in that first year, it was just like, you know, just getting back into things again. So I'm pretty lucky to have that combination with her, and hopefully I can build that with a few of the other players in the squad as well.
Karen, you principally play goal defence in the Tactics, but you have played wing defence in the black dress, where we are pretty light on specialists at the moment. So what are you expecting in terms of this tournament? You're keeping a pretty open mind about it?
Yeah, to be honest, whatever keeps me out on court is what I'll be happy to play. I enjoy both positions for different reasons, so I just enjoy the game itself. So I know every combination, different combinations will be required for different things or different teams we play against. So whatever that looks like, wherever I need to slot in to be the best for my team, that's what I want to do. So I'm going in open-minded and just knowing that everyone's fighting for a spot in that starting lineup, so I'm going to have to do the same.
Right, with the midcourt options available to Nolene, must be looking forward to a lot of turnover ball, which is one of your areas of expertise. So what do you expect in terms of the playing style for this tournament and from the other nations as well? Because we don't get an opportunity to catch up too much with them these days.
I think New Zealand's style is pretty much relying on units and being able to play together as a unit, and that's why it's really important for each person to understand what their role and job description is for each of those, so that we can put our best foot forward and turn over ball. It's not an individual thing for us. We're very reliant on the people around us, so if one person doesn't do their job, it sort of reflects to the rest of the unit as well. And I think if you look at other teams, each team have their own style of play as well, so I'm sure we'll adjust slightly to other teams we come up against. But I think if you can be really strong in what you do and the performance you put out there and know what you're trying to do, I think we'll be good to go. I mean, we've done it once and we're trying to go for back-to-back here, and we've got a great group of people, and even considering the wider squad, you know, I know the selections wouldn't have been easy, and so we've talked about this in the past as well, that everybody's got skin in the game and everybody's had their input. It's not just the 12 that get selected. So it's just we're lucky enough to represent the rest of them to be able to fight for that gold.
Karen, you mentioned that you will have to make adjustments. You might have to do that too with some of the officiating, because it will change. We like the physical game. We've seen that throughout the ANZ competition. Do you expect the same level of physicality to be allowed at the World Cup?
Yeah, I think it depends on what teams you come up against as well. I think when you come up against a team that's also physical, they tend to let some of that stuff go a little bit as contesting. But when you come up against a cleaner team that plays a bit more sport, like space, like Jamaica would, I think it is really important that we do adjust. But that's what we have to do at this level. We're elite athletes and we should be able to do that anyway. So we can't just say this is the way we play and expect the umpires to adjust to us. We need to be able to adjust quite quickly, and hopefully we've got an experienced group of girls that know how to do that, and I know we've got a coach that will be able to help us and tell us how to do that as well, so I'm not too worried about that aspect.
Just looking back to the ANZ Championship, how would you sum up the tactics this year?
Late bloomers. I think it took a while for us to start hitting those links and the relationships on court. We finished quite strong. I know we started quite strong as well, but then you know, a lot of other teams start developing and you know, progressing, and we sort of hit a little bit of a lull. And then, you know, we finished quite strong, but we would have needed that to come a little bit earlier on. So, unfortunately, I was a bit late, but fingers crossed we can keep the biggest or majority of the group together to hopefully just progress from how we finish this year into next year.
I would imagine training camps must start very soon, and knowing the reputation of Dame Nolene, there'll be a lot of fitness, a lot of hard work involved in the next few weeks leading into this tournament. What are you expecting there?
Definitely, especially with, you know, the prep we've been getting and knowing that our bodies need to be able to handle what the next 4 weeks are going to look like. I think everybody has been involved with some sort of camp with her to this point to know what we need to be prepared for. But that's been the constant chat from up top, you know, whether that's for the physios and the strength and conditioning people, to make sure that we are capable of, our bodies able to handle that. And then it comes down to the mental side of things as well. I think mentally, if you're strong enough, you can handle quite a lot, even if the body's not capable of doing that. So we have been talking about the fact that the next 4 weeks are going to be brutal, but we know what we're trying to do, and I think that's the most important thing. If you keep hold of what you're trying to do at the very end, then, you know, the suffering that we go through at the moment or the next 4 weeks will definitely be worth it.
Is it, in your thinking, is it between Ferns, is it between Australia and England, or does it stretch wider than that for you?
I think it does stretch a little bit wider. I think Jamaica's got a really good potential, and we saw that in the Comm Games as well. I mean, especially with Rob helping them out as well, there's a lot more structure in their game, and they're a lot more clinical with holding on to ball. And they've got amazing ends, you know, tall shooters and an amazing keeper that can get them ball too. So I think it does stretch a little bit wider. You do go in with a bit of a preconceived ideas of what it would look like. But come tournament time, you know, it's open slather for anybody, because everybody steps up. Whatever their prep looks like, I think we're fortunate to be able to have a really solid 4 weeks prep. And other teams, for example, Jamaica, might not have that time together. So, I would definitely say it's a little bit wider than that. But also knowing that we need to prep for those teams that we always come up against, and we know it's a big battle.
Karen Berger, absolute pleasure to catch up with you. Congratulations, selection was never in doubt, but congratulations. Always nice to hear your name in the squad, and enjoy the trip back home as well. It should be a very special awesome. Time for you personally, so let's hope it goes well, eh?
Cool. Thank you so much for the chat. Have a lovely day.